Hey guys, Liam Duggan here, captain of the 4WD podcast. We're driven by the Shelter Brewing Co. and are a part of Backchat Studios. You can support us on Patreon, where you can get bonus content and episodes before everybody else. Head to patreon.com/the4WD podcast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So we get down, and then we can see there were two tire tracks that have stopped. They didn't continue, and it looked a bit sloppy. It wouldn't look too bad. So I knew it was drivable just by looking at it.
Yep.
I was pretty confident. Still had the walker though. So I walked around and I could see the river and I could see, that's why I stopped, because they don't want to go in and there's a tree across there. Maybe they didn't have anything to cut the tree with.
Yep.
I didn't have a chainsaw, which is going to be car country, pretty much unprepared.
It's probably the one thing you'd like in there.
Yeah. That's probably the... probably the biggest mistake, yeah. Really. And I knew it straight away, and that's why I called myself out, you know, straight away. Yeah. No.
On your video?
Yeah, I made sure. I was saying the whole way in, Jono, who goes all the way to the big high country without a chainsaw?
Yeah.
And I think he looked at me and said, no words. So anyway, I assessed the situation. There was a big drop in. I sorted all that out, chopped the tree, looked at the exit. And the exit, yeah, it was a little bit squishy. I wasn't too alarmed about it. And this is something that I kind of got a bit of a lesson from.
Yep.
So there'd been a flood there 2 weeks before. And I don't normally deal with floods that hang around for a while. So normally floods up in the Pilbara, they're there, they're gone.
Yep.
Days later, it's all dry again, bone dry. So we go through all the motions, get everything set up. I get the car ready. Drive in. This is after clearing everything, checking everything's all good. Drive in, drive out the other side. Although I didn't exactly drive out the other side, I got completely bogged.
You drove into the other side.
I drove into the other side, and the more I drove backwards and forwards, the more I sank in.
Yeah.
And sure enough, winch comes out. Do you want to put max tracks in? Because it was so sloppy at this stage now. The more I walked on it, the more the cart idled, the more it was sinking, it started to cave in on the sides, and there was like thorn bushes everywhere. And I was in bare feet, and it was challenging.
Yeah,
it was good fun in the end, but it was challenging. I was pretty exhausted. Managed to get it out eventually after winching for. It took 4 hours.
Jeez.
From clearing the track to driving it, 4 hours.
Was the car in the water for, or was it out enough the other side that you were clear of the water?
The back of the car was in the water for long enough. I made sure that the hubs were above water. It wasn't exactly a deep river. Entry was a little bit deep.
Yep.
But after that, I just wanted the hubs above water, because if the hubs are sitting below the water, water's going to eventually make it past the seal.
Yep.
It just gets in after time. So I made sure that every time I parked the car, the hubs were above water.
Yep.
Plus everything had a chance to cool down. So it wasn't like things were hot and sucking in water.
Yep.
I got diff breathers, you know, all that. So that's all good. The problem was, though, it took so long to winch out because the whole ground was soaked. So even though it looked dry up there, it was still soaked underneath because they had so much water there.
Yeah.
So finally got out, and after that, it was like, now I know. Every single time there's been a flood somewhere in Victoria or eastern states where it's quite wet, wait a lot longer.